It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it true. I lift my voice to sing a song of praise.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to It's a New Day here at 1180 WFYL, Working for Your Liberty. I'm Susan Locke, joined with Kim Kennedy.
Good morning.
The board is Mark Trinder, and we hope you're enjoying this beautiful, beautiful summer day.
Definitely.
Wonderful weather.
Yes, Susan. One after another, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Susan, I wanted to share with you and our listeners a really interesting poem. I don't know if that's the right word somebody sent to me. I found it really encouraging, and I hope you do.
Wonderful.
And everyone else does. You learn things about God on the mountaintop that are different from the things you learn in the valley. On the mountaintop, you see him as the God of all glory. In the valley, you see him as the God of all comfort. On the mountaintop, you see him as the Lord who reigns. In the valley, you see him as the shepherd who walks beside you. On the mountaintop, you see him as the judge of all the earth. In the valley, you see him as the God of all mercies. On the mountaintop, you see him as the exalted king. In the valley, you see him as the suffering servant. On the mountaintop, you see him as the Lord omnipotent. In the valley, you see him as your loving heavenly Father. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Psalm 25:4. And I'm sure we can all relate to valleys and mountaintops and everything in between. So if anyone out there is experiencing either, a lot of comfort there that God reveals himself in different ways to us at our different paths in life where we're at any given time. And Susan, I wanted to, I'm sure you've heard about this, but we have some really good news to share this morning. The things that we can rejoice that can be attributed to answered prayer. I'm sure you've heard about the two pastors in Sudan who have been released. That would be, and bear with me, folks, I hope I pronounce these names correctly, Pastors Yat Michael Ruat and Pastor Yen Reith. They were released by a Sudanese judge. Originally, these men were sentenced to death primarily because of their faith. And much prayer went out, and millions of people prayed. And I think this is an example where oftentimes you can see where people say, oh, they go negative about social media. But this was a positive effect, Susan, that I saw about social media. This was constantly being brought up.
Isn't that wonderful?
Isn't it, though? And the picture of these guys and the looks on their wives' face, the tears of joy, and I thought, what these women must have gone through, I can't relate to. But that is exciting to see that God is at work, and he saw fit to spare these men and use them for his glory to lead others to Christ, I'm sure. And then, Susan, here's some more good news. Can
Wonderful.
We handle some more
Let's
good
have
news?
Some more good
more
news.
Good news. The New Hampshire Republican Executive Council rejected $639,000 in state funding for Planned Parenthood along party lines Wednesday amid a renewed national debate over whether the organization should receive public money.
Excellent.
It is, because what these folks are doing is they're saying, whoa, let's put the brakes on this. Let's review these videos, unlike some others who are commenting about it and haven't even watched the videos and are dismissing it, you know, summarily. But these people are saying, let's take a look at this. Let's see what's happening with this money. So we say, that's great. That's wonderful. And Susan, as we like to talk about here at WFYL, getting involved in the process, what brought that to a head is thousands of New Hampshire residents contacted their elected officials and said, we want you to review this. We want you to look into this.
You can make a difference.
Yes.
Really, your voice matters.
I specifically wanted to bring that out so people can see it does make a difference. So folks, continue to contact, speak the truth in love. And
right.
It makes a difference. So we're pretty excited here this morning to hear some good news. A lot of times it starts off like, you know, oh, what is it today? But we're just really excited to see that God is answering prayers and some good things are happening.
He is the one who holds everything together.
Absolutely.
And I really love that poem that you read, Kim. That's so true. We learn so much down in the valley. And then it's wonderful to be able to rejoice on the mountaintop. But that's life, you know. The ups and downs are reality of life.
If only we could remember those things when we get back in the valley. I always berate myself, like, don't you remember? God came through for you before, and he's going to do it again.
We have short memories that way, I'm afraid.
Oh, my.
We do, Maurice. But, you know, one person can make a tremendous difference. And there is one person, Phyllis Schlafly, has made a tremendous difference mm-hmm. in the world during her lifetime. And I believe she was the founder of Eagle Forum. And we are so honored this morning to have with us Ed Martin, who is the president of Eagle Forum. And he's going to be sharing with us this morning some of the information about that organization and the work they do. Ed, are you there?
I am. Thank you, Susan. Thank you, Kim. I enjoyed listening to your conversation and that good news. It is, His light gives us light everlasting, but there's also earthly light when you see good things like that happen. So
there is hope. There is always hope because he doesn't change. So
that's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, we welcome you this morning. We're thrilled to have you with us. And first, I'd like you to tell people about you. Let us know a little bit about you and your work and what you do.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, well, you're very grateful to be on. I'm actually the new president of Eagle Forum. As you mentioned, Eagle Forum was started in 1972 by Phyllis Schlafly. And as you said, recently she was in Washington, D.C. She gave a speech, which I consider kind of the perfect Phyllis phrase at the beginning of the speech. Just as you were saying earlier, Phyllis said, you know, politics is where the action is. And it doesn't mean that it's always pleasant or easy, but we have to be involved. And when she, her whole life, she turns 91
wow.
in about two weeks, and her whole life has been about not worrying about the odds, not worrying about the chances or counting the cost, but to do what's right and to make an argument about the future and put the facts out there, and you know the truth will set us free, as they say. And so Eagle Forum, through all these years, has been a leading voice, a pro-family voice, based in St. Louis, Missouri, where I live. Mm-hmm. And I, by chance, I'm an attorney. My wife Carol and I have four young children, and I kind of came to work with Phyllis because I had seen her and seen the work she'd done on education and on pro-life and things, and I admired her. And I kind of was at a crossing point myself. I had run for Congress and lost in 2010, and I was kind of involved in politics, but I recognized that I wanted to be involved in sort of the policy side and advocacy. And Phyllis herself lost, as she likes to joke, she said she lost for Congress herself and learned more in losing in terms of how politicians work and how the system works. And so I'm the new president of the organization. We have state chapters across the country, right there in Philadelphia. We have a great set of leaders, Ann Longan, who you may know well, and Ned Pfeiffer, who's originally from up in Pittsburgh, and he's their leaders. And what we do is go around the country. Now, as president, I'm sort of tasked with a little bit more of the day-to-day. Phyllis is still chairman and does a lot of writing. But I'm kind of out there. I'm actually down in Virginia this week, and I'm across the country building state chapters, empowering families and individuals to sort of get involved and raise their voices. And just what you, Kim, you described earlier, the Planned Parenthood, when we raise our voices, and I know this from being a candidate and being involved in politics, if we get 5 or 10 or 15, let alone thousands of people to raise their voices, they pay attention to us, and we've got to get better and better at doing that. And that's kind of what Phyllis has charged us to do, and that's what I'm really excited to be doing as my work right now.
That's marvelous, Ed. That's fantastic.
On a practical level, Ed, what does that look like? How do you implement that? How do you take your message to the masses, not just to the church, but to...
Yeah. There's two things we do. There's two steps to it, and it's always adjusting and always moving a little bit. But the two steps are, one is you know what the problems are and the facts and the arguments, and then that's the first part. And that takes a lot of hard work. I mean, you've got to inform yourself on the issues, and Phyllis has been a master at this. She's written over 30 books. She's written literally tens of thousands of columns. Her famous monthly report called the Phyllis Schlafly Report has been going since the 1960s, and it's kind of education. So we tell people we have to train ourselves, and we as the leaders of this organization have to be very adept at understanding not just Common Core, but what is it, for example, what is it that's happening at the federal level on legislation? What's happening at the state level with opt-out, you know, Common Core testing, all these kinds of things. So one is to educate ourselves, and two then is to deploy that education into the community. Now, what Phyllis did, which is really interesting, and I hope people will write about this and study it, she really created an organization that said, where you come from and how you get to us, Eagle Forum, then you form your state chapter. So, for example, in Utah, we have a woman named Gail Razika, who's very adept at managing a sort of structured grassroots organization. Then we have someone in Tennessee named Bobby Petre, who is really sort of a lobbyist in the legislature and is sort of more of a more present in the legislature and less building a grassroots org. And what Phyllis's strength in Eagle Forum is we take our people where they are and we adapt to them. And so we're providers of information and skills. I do a lot of work on training our state level and local level leaders on how to fundraise and how to use social media and promote the message. But ultimately, what you have to be able to do is be fearless in the truth. That's hard in this culture.
Mm, yes.
And that's what I think we really have been working the hardest at doing. So that's kind of a thumbnail sketch of what we do.
Thank you, Ed. We will come right back after this break. We really want to hear more about you and the Eagle Forum. Thank you for joining us this morning.
This good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it too.
And welcome back to It's a New Day here on 1180 WFYL. We're so glad to have you all with us this morning. And our special guest right now is Ed Martin, who is the new president this year of Eagle Forum. And Ed, we're just so thrilled to have you with us, and we want to continue our conversation, pick it up where we left off. I noticed that you were head of the GOP in Missouri before you took this position, and I wonder how you, if you can compare and contrast the work and how you feel about what you're doing.
Well, I actually ran for chairman of the party in January of 2013 against the incumbent Republican chairman, and I won. And when I won, it was a big shock in Missouri, and I ran the party for 2 years, and I sat on the Republican National Committee. And unfortunately, Susan, I will tell you that it doesn't give you much hope. To be honest, to be on the inside and to see the system, it's a really broken system. It's a really failed, flawed. I use a term corrupt. I mostly mean like we would talk about corrupt. We're corrupt and sinful. I mean, I'm not sure everybody's on the take there, but it's a system that's really driven by people who are not committed, I would say, to the kind of worldview that I think we need. And listening to the break, during the break there, the quote from Dickinson about what we're founding about. So it was very disheartening in some ways. In other ways, it also gave me a set of skills that make it very important. I'll tell you a quick story, and I wanted to, Kim's question was a good one, and I wish I'd had another chance to answer it more succinctly, because I wanted to say to your listeners, if they're interested in getting involved, to contact me. My email is ed@eagleforum.org, ed@eagleforum.org, and we'll put you on our mailing list and things to make sure you get informed. But I do want to tell a quick story. In the 1970s, Roe v. Wade happened, and at that time, President Nixon and his wife, and then soon-to-be President Ford and his wife, and most of the big shots in the Republican Party said, well, the Supreme Court has spoken. Just get over it. We can't be divisive. Let's just move on. And the Republican Party was headed towards being a pro-abortion party. And Phyllis and a band of mostly sisters, but some brothers and sisters, decided no. And over the next 25 years, with a concerted effort, the Republican National Coalition for Life, it was called, Phyllis formed an organization. They put the pro-life plank in the party platform, and they basically made the Republican Party pro-life. Now, it doesn't mean that our leaders are fearlessly pro-life, but it means that you really can't be a national Republican and be anything other than pro-life. As an example of what I learned as a party chairman to see how politics works and to understand, tomorrow, Friday, at the RNC meeting in Cleveland, one of the great committee men from Louisiana, Ross Little, will present a resolution that says clearly the Republican Party opposes the Obergefell case. The Supreme Court went too far. Mm-hmm. That marriage is between a man and a woman. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes people think that's, you know, sort of a whistling in the wind, but I can tell you it has an impact when you speak the truth. It doesn't matter to the Lord or to you and me. If someone speaks the truth, we see it, we recognize it, and we follow it, and that's what we have to do for each other. So being a party chair was just at once disheartening for the future of the political system, but it was also empowering because I learned how things work, and I can take that then to efforts like what we're doing in Pennsylvania and other states.
That's wonderful. Very interesting.
Absolutely, Susan. It sounds like leadership, Ed, something that's sorely missing.
Well, and people recognize the truth. People know the truth when they hear it, and it's just a matter. I think so many people are just trying to survive. You know, they're just trying to survive, and they don't have time to do that delving, that digging in for the truth and everything. And that's why organizations like yours are so needed.
Well, and that's why it's a great privilege to be on your show. I mean, I think you're right. You know, part of sort of I tell people is almost we all are called as believers. Evangelization is what we have to do, is speak the truth of Christ and get the word out. We're also called as Americans is sort of a small e, evangelize our brothers and sisters, that there is hope. You know, there's hope in the politics. There's hope. And against all the odds, you know, people have come to America to change the course of history, and they've done it. And, you know, one of the reasons I'm so excited about the next 3 or 4 weeks is I'll be in both Pittsburgh and Philadelphia for special events with Alan West, Congressman West, who, you know, Colonel West was a decorated military leader, army leader, went into the Congress, spoke truth to the powers there, and is just a phenomenal speaker from his heart and from his faith and from who he is. And he'll be Thursday the 20th of August will be in Philadelphia, and he speaks in the evening there, and then the night before will be in Pittsburgh for these events that are organized. You know, again, back to Kim, your earlier question, how does it work? Well, our state leaders play a key role in directing us, and in Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania, Ned Pfeiffer and Ann Longan and Jeff Steigerwalt up in Pittsburgh have said, you know what we want to do is we want to have annually events where we raise money and support the good guys in the U.S. Congress and gals, and that's what we do with these events. And so they're great events that are coming up, and again, if people want to learn more, they can email me at ed at eagleforum.org.
I was just going to ask you, Ed, is that event on August 20th open to the general public?
It is. Yes, it is. Yep. I think it's at 7. I'm trying to find the time. It starts at 7 o'clock. Yeah, it's a dinner open to the public. Of course, it's a fundraiser, so it doesn't cost a fortune to come, but it costs a little bit. But all the money, we're also ruthless. I love doing this. You see, I love telling people, if you come, we're not spending the money on airplanes. We're not spending the money on overhead. We're spending the money on congressional people we know are conservative and will fight for what we're doing. And that's and you'll have to help me, St. Louis guy. The name of the place we're going is the Aeronymic Golf Club.
Yes,
tell me how to do
you
that.
Nailed it. That's it.
Okay,
yes,
well, that's,
good job.
That's where we'll be at 7 p.m. on the 20th of August. But again, the reason why people should come is not just only to contribute to these efforts to help good guys, but to hear Alan West, this guy, and Phyllis Schlafly, and our other leaders, and to be inspired. Again, when Phyllis took on the ERA, listen to this, the ERA, the Equal Rights Amendment, there were only two newspapers in the country that were against the ERA. Everyone was for it. Mm-hmm. And Phyllis said, the truth is, this will destroy our families and who we are. And the band of mostly sisters, they won. And so we're facing marriage. They're taking away our definition of marriage, or they're trying to. Of course, they're not touching the Lord's definition of anything. But they're trying to change who we are. Education, they're trying to destroy our education and our kids. Well, we know the path back is not going to be easy, but we know what's at the end, and we've got to keep going. So it's great to have Colonel West and such good leaders with Eagle Forum helping us.
Yeah. She has been such a brave pioneer and just a wonderful example for us all. Really, one voice has made such a tremendous difference, and of course others have joined her. Now, once again, Ed, this is August 20th at 7 p.m. at the golf course. I'm not sure how to say it either. Aeronymic Golf Course. And if people want to go, they should contact you.
Well, they can contact. I just gave my email. It's easy, ed@eagleforum.org. But the phone number is best to do is 610-793-1800. So 610-793-1800. And again, it'll be Colonel Alan West and Phyllis Schlafly and a whole host of others, including, you know, one of the key things in Pennsylvania, I'll tell you, is this Supreme Court race. There's three seats, you know, in the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. We've got confirmed one of the judges coming, candidates, and the other two other good ones invited. So a lot to see at the Eagle Forum. It's that we call it the 2015 Candidates Dinner. Again, 7 p.m. on mm-hmm. August 20th, 610-793-1800.
That's wonderful. We'll be running promos about that, too, in the days to come here. I wonder what you find most exciting at this point about your work with the Eagle Forum.
Well, I would tell you this. Phyllis would say about the opposition to Common Core that she hasn't seen such grassroots energy from new people since ERA. And I think there's a real opportunity for us to galvanize a concern about the family by identifying the threat of Common Core and the federalization of education standards and all. So that's kind of exciting to me. You talked earlier, the other area, this Planned Parenthood videos, I can't watch the videos for long because they devastate me.
Gruesome.
Right. But I do think it's an opportunity – to undertake again politics and fighting for the right. We have to be in. We have to be loving, but we also have to be ruthless. I mean, what Planned Parenthood does is evil, and now we're fighting evil, and we have a chance to destroy the organization that's doing this. I don't mean that in. I mean that in the sense that the organization's been exposed as not only evil, but doing illegal things, right? And so we have to. That's an opportunity that I'm hoping will galvanize the political leaders. But you know, again, I was on the inside. These men and women find ways to dodge the hard. So we'll see. But it will be. I think those two things. And the last thing I'd say that I'm excited about is to work with Phyllis Schlafly. She's 91 years old. She's been active for 71 or 2 years in politics. It's like working, pardon me for a Pennsylvania reference, with Ben Franklin. I mean, she's been in the game for so long with such integrity.
Excuse me, can you stay with us for? Can you stay with us over the next break? Okay, we'll be right back.
Bet.
Thank you
Sorry
so much.
About that.
That's all right.
Yep.
Thank you.
It is a gift from Radio. I'm Chris Foster. A mentally ill man fired a real-looking pellet gun at an officer before being shot and killed by police at a movie theater in Antioch, Tennessee. Police say Vincent Montano, 29 years old, had pepper spray, a hatchet, and 2 backpacks.
The one that remained on his person had what you might term a hoax device. It was a device configured to look like an explosive. It was not.
Nashville Police Chief Steve Anderson. A window and aluminum foil have been found on the island where part of a wing washed up. It's being linked to a missing Malaysia Airlines jet.
Officials in France say experts who've been inspecting the wreckage are pretty certain.
Très forte présomption.
But won't go as far as the Malaysian government, which says there's a definite link to flight MH370. The confusion may be resolved by further tests.
Fox News Radio's Simon Owen. Fox News, we report. You decide.
Being considerate and generous towards the needs of others is important to God. From Scripture, we know that God loves a cheerful giver.
Hi, I'm Doug Floro, President and Certified Financial Planner at MFB Wealth Management. Blessing others can be a great motivation for us to consistently save and invest. Over the years, I have worked with many believers like you to help them develop a plan that allows them to give generously, save responsibly, and spend wisely.
For solid biblical financial planning, call MFB Wealth Management at 215-723-8999. MFB stands for My Father's Business from Luke 2:49, when Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business.
MFB Wealth Management, 215-723-8999. Also on the web at mfbwm.com. Securities and advisory service offered through Genios Wealth Management, member FINRA, SIPC.
Homeworks Premium Thrift is a shopping experience unlike any other. Browse our 12,000 square foot store for gently used selection of clothing, shoes, books, kitchenware, home decor, furniture, appliances, and more. We offer free pickup of large loads and large items such as furniture and appliances. We are located in Douglasville on Route 422, and we are open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 6, Saturday, 9:30 to 4:30, and closed on Sunday. Visit us at homeworkspremiumthrift.org. Like us on Facebook. We hope you'll stop in and check us out. You'll be glad you did. We help you help others.
Join me, Carla Dedessi, here every Friday from 8 until 9 for Your Family Matters. This is going to be an epic year, 2015, for Your Family Matters. We are going to continue to protect your family, your faith, while we are having fun. We're going to bring cutting-edge news to you, the current events, current resources and tools that are going to give you the best family ever. So strap on your seatbelt and join me for this wild ride in 2015 on Your Family Matters every Friday morning. Don't miss us.
It is a gift from you. And welcome back, everyone. We're so glad to have you with us this morning. We're talking with Ed Martin, the president of Eagle Forum. And Ed, I apologize. We were so fascinated listening to you. We completely lost track of the time ourselves. But we're so glad that you can stay and tell us some more. During the break, Kim and I were just discussing your comment about Phyllis Schlafly and likening her to Ben Franklin, and we agree. She is a remarkable person. God has used her mightily and continues to. And I just want to remind the listeners, she will be at this dinner on August 20th at 7 o'clock at the Armenic Golf Course. So,
yeah, that's right. Well, that's right. And I just to highlight it. So one last thing you asked about, the things I'm excited about. As someone who's a new president of an organization, and I have this great legacy to promote and to use, again, it's like our lives, as you know, in this station, our lives are meant to be billboards for what we believe, which is Jesus and what he's done for us. And so when you see someone like Phyllis's life, I mean, literally 1946, she was a graduate, worked her way through college, then went to Harvard and did a master's. She was 21 years old, and she was the manager, campaign manager of a candidate running for Congress who won in 1946. And so when she complains about Harry Truman running against the do-nothing Congress, which he did, she knows from being there. And that's an extraordinary to think of the history. She tells these wonderful stories of supporting Ronald Reagan when he was negotiating, as we see our feckless president negotiating with Iran. When Reagan was negotiating with Gorbachev, Phyllis was supporting him, even as the establishment, Republicans and State Department, wanted him to cave, and Phyllis and others were giving him support. So it's a fascinating life that we have to claim as conservatives and make sure that we teach people what it means to be pro-family and for these good policies and why it matters. And that's one of the great things Eagle Forum does, and why it's so great to be on with you and be in Pittsburgh on the 19th and with you in Philly on the 20th.
Thank you. We just encourage you in your work, and we appreciate it so much and are so grateful for this opportunity for you to share.
You know, Ed, I'm thinking about a comment you made at the end of your first segment and how the tone has changed from the opposition. And there's, you know, we can't be naive and ignore some of the sinister overtones as the next generation of liberals has gone to some lengths that I know I never thought I'd see in my lifetime. Could you comment on that and what the response should be on our part?
Yeah, it's interesting. Thank you for asking me that. I'm surprised in a way the Lord delivers these things to us. I had this conversation with Phyllis about 6 weeks ago. I went to her and I said there was someone who was saying things about John Boehner, one of our people, a congressman. And Phyllis stopped me and she said, you know, now listen, she said, it's never personal. She said it's about the facts. It's about the arguments. And it's about, you know, if you win the argument, then fine. If you don't, you put the facts again and you fight the argument. If you look at her career, one of the lessons is that she has never let, Phyllis has taught her people, and she's never let them be dragged down into a demeaning way of arguing. And the reason why, she's never sort of articulated this, but the reason why when I watch her is because she recognizes what we know, which is that every human being is made in the image and likeness of God, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the lion that died in Africa, I'm sorry for his death, but it's not the same as any human being dying, right? It's a different thing. And Phyllis, so what? One of the things about our current culture is that I think that the devil wants to drive us to misunderstand the priorities. And so what we do at Eagle Forum is we talk about the family, because we recognize that the family, which starts with a man and woman in marriage, that family is central to what we recognize as his truth and also natural law. So it's in this environment, it's so vicious, so I agree. And Phyllis has said her observation is it's just so vicious, especially around the gay, the homosexual rights movement. They really have a way of hating that is hurtful. And it's very hard to get our people. We were with our collegians. We have an event every year. It's about 3 weeks ago in D.C. We had about 200 college students who came in Eagle Forum's Collegian Summit. And those students raised their hand and said, I have a hard time saying that I'm for marriage between a man and a woman because I get vilified.
Ed, I can barely contain myself because I talk to a lot of people, once again, who know the Lord, who don't know the Lord. And I'm not finding many people who are on board with this. So I'm scratching my head thinking, you know, where are these facts and statistics coming out that overwhelmingly people support this? Or what is your take on that?
Well, I think there's two things. One is the culture has conditioned us to have people be silent. And, you know, I have a friend, I said, Matt, of your 100 friends, how many are with us on marriage? He said 70. And he said, but only 10 or so would say anything. You know, in other words, you're so frightened by what happens to you. But that's why we have to have leaders like Phyllis was and like you're doing. and we have to keep our voices, because at this meeting with the college students, we closed the doors and we had a conversation. We said, here's how you talk about it. Here's how you learn. And we learned about what they were going through. But I will say this, when the history is written about America, the failure of our religious institutions, meaning the churches as well as the affiliated institutions, in the last year as Obergefell was coming, it's profound. It's a profound failure. I mean, I said to someone, when can we admit that this is a revolution against us, that they're coming for our marriage and our families? When can we admit that? When they come and take the Bible from us? When they come and take our kids away? When can we? And so I say it's revolution time. That doesn't mean get your arms necessarily up, but I mean, it means they're coming for the core of who we are. And I think we have to say that a little better, and our churches have to lead a little better, and our religious leaders need to, you know, I was ready to call for the impeachment of the Supreme Court justices right after the decision, because I'm a lawyer.
Yes.
It's so far out
yes.
of what they should do.
Yes.
But the appetite was not there, and I'm not saying I wasn't able to pull it off either, but we have to get stronger and more bold and let people know and be willing to take the persecution that's coming. That's okay. I mean, that's part of what happens in our history. We've been told that. We read that in the Bible.
Well, if you look at, and I know we all heard about this Sunday in New Mexico, that two churches, one of them, Calvary Church, was bombed. And I don't think anybody was hurt or the building was damaged. I think it was outside the building. But that really caught my attention. And I looked at that and I thought, is there more from where this came from? And the temptation initially was to think that, oh, this was ISIS. I thought, or maybe not. Maybe an inside job, if I can put it that way. Your thoughts on that, Ed?
Well, look, I think that, I mean, that there's a quote, I can't get it right, that about, you know, that suffering of the human person is profound, whether it's solitary or in groups. As we know, you know, when you're removed from the truth, when you're far from the Lord, that's a devastation. That's the wrong way for us to want to be. And we see so much of that, whether it's loneliness in our seniors or our families being shattered by no-fault divorce, all these things that are challenges. But it's no surprise into that comes next violence and comes next fearful acting. And I think we're, if you had said 10 years ago, we would be where we have marriage forced, homosexual marriage forced on the states, you and I, we would have laughed and said, not possible. So in 10 more years, why wouldn't we have churches being more specifically? I think we will. And I think we have to ready ourselves. And more importantly, we have to not lose hope and joy. We know what the hope and joy is. And we have to say, we're going to do better and work hard and demand our leaders. If the Republican Party nominates someone who is not bold in the face of what's going on, it'll be the end of the Republican Party. I think it's headed, you know, if that happens. So we have to ask them to be bold. Phyllis put out a set of questions yesterday on for the candidates for the debate. And Phyllis's three questions. One was, will you oppose Common Core and help parents opt out? You know, will you defund Planned Parenthood? And what will you do to protect American sovereignty? And so we have to demand that. The last one was about judges, I think. But we have to demand that and be ready for the consequences, which are coming. I mean, it's clear now. You can't hide from the truth, and the point is we need to honor the truth and keep going. And that's why, again, Alan West, Colonel West, on August 20th in Philadelphia, if you have, your listeners haven't heard him, he is so fearless. He's a big macho military man, but he's fearless in his faith and in his vision, and he's great to hear and get you inspired.
Agreed.
Just what you have said brings us back to the initial thing that you were mentioning, Mrs. Schlafly saying that truth is what matters. It's the facts and the truth. As you get that out, that is so important. And I think it's really important for people to not be afraid. There is a time to become aware of the facts, as she said, educate yourself. It takes a little work. It takes a little time. But find out what the truth is. Find out what the facts are. And then not be afraid and silent and cower. We cannot be fearful. We have to be faithful. And it should strengthen resolve.
I think you're right, and I point to the great leaders of the last 50 years or so, other than Phyllis, you know, guys like Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher. You know, clearly they were fearless. But you know, John Paul II, who came out of communism, he spoke almost every time he spoke, he used the phrase "be not afraid." Mm-hmm. I mean, in other words, the culture right now, and the way we are when we're separate from the Lord, when we're separate from the Lord and don't know Christ, we're going to be afraid because we're not in a state of grace. We're not where we need to be. So, but be not afraid. You're exactly right. And what we have to do, though, is also find leaders we trust. understand and recognize them, and then be willing to follow. I try to tell people, sometimes you're so busy you can't educate yourself on everything. But I want you to trust me and Phyllis and you all and Colonel West. You know, find the people we know are believers in what we believe in, and then follow them. That's the other part. Sometimes our culture says you have to understand everything before you can decide. Well, you know, that's not, you know, the tribes of Israel followed a leader, and the Lord lifted up a leader when one was needed. And I think we have to recognize that that's coming too. So thank you for having me on.
Thank you so much, Ed Martin, president of Eagle Forum. It was a pleasure and honor to have you with us this morning. And we will be looking forward to that dinner with Mrs. Schlafly, Alan West, and the judge candidates. Thank you.
God bless you. Thanks.
Thank
you,
God bless you too.
Once all the experts, political pundits, and philosophers declare their best advice for life, confusion and disagreement will still remain. On the other hand, King Solomon, the wisest man, shared advice that, if heeded, would provide direction and certainty. It would change the world. Hello, I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, Solomon said, "Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the entire duty of man, because God will bring every action into divine review with every secret thing, and he will determine whether it was good or evil." That's right. Every deed, every action, and every thought, public or private, is being recorded by God Almighty, the great judge of all mankind. Everything, nothing hidden, nothing covered, nothing secret. How much do you fear God and keep his commands? I'm Sam Rohr of the American Pastors Network, asking you, whose advice are you heeding? Some human expert or God, who will judge even the experts?
Sign up as a partner at papastors.net.
Hey, everybody, this is Laura Ingram. I want to remind you that freedom of speech is not free. Courageous radio stations like this one need your advertising dollars to pay their bills and be able to bring you my show. Talk radio is America's immune system, but it needs your support. If you're a business, it makes sense for you to advertise with this station. Here's the good news. According to Talkers Magazine, ads airing on talk stations like this one generate 2 to 3 times the response from customers than other radio forms would generate. Well, why is that? Because talk radio listeners support with their dollars the advertisers that support the shows that they love. If you're a business and you want to grow, advertise on this station. And if you're a listener, of course, do business with the businesses that advertise in my show and on others on this station.
For more information on how you can advertise your business on News Talk 1180 WFYL, call 610-539-TALK, 610-539-TALK, to protect freedom of speech. God bless America.
Help Kiwanis of East Norriton with their Color Kids World campaign. Kiwanis of East Norriton is proud to be partnering with the Montgomery County Norristown Public Library to provide school supplies for students in grades K through 6. From July 15th to August 15th, Kiwanis will be collecting school supplies at these locations: Curves of East Norriton, 38 West Germantown Pike, WFYL, 2400 West Main Street on Jeffersonville Golf Course, Elmwood Park Zoo, 1661 Harding Boulevard, East Norriton Township Building, 2501 Stanbridge Street, Norristown Library, 1001 Pell Street. Items especially needed are crayons, glue sticks, subject notebooks, washable markers, colored pencils, index cards, backpacks. Help us make a difference in kids' lives.
You're listening to WFYL 1180, working for your liberty and things that matter. Thanks for listening.
This good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it.
Welcome back, everyone, to It's a New Day here on 1180 WFYL, working for your liberty. We've just had a wonderful interview with Ed Martin, who is the president of Eagle Forum, has the honor and privilege of working with Phyllis Schlafly, who is such a strong warrior
yes,
for the truth
well said.
And a pioneer. She has fearlessly, as he was saying, since the 40s, been working for truth and liberty and justice and all of these things. It's marvelous just to hear about her, and certainly inspiring to hear him talk about their work.
I agree, Susan. And
really
just to repeat, they're going to be, the Eagle Forum is hosting an event on Thursday, August 20th, and Colonel Ellen West is going to be the speaker. And if you're not familiar with him, he is worth going to hear. He's another warrior. He's a very tough, no-nonsense guy. It's questionable about how he lost his position as a congressman, but he was gracious about it. And Susan, I was thinking as I was listening to Ed speak, how we've seen Jim DeMint give up his position as a senator. And even in Pennsylvania, Sam Rohr, who did not get elected governor in 2012. And now Congressman Alan West. And it's tempting to think, oh, you know, they're washed up. These people, how effective. And they're far more, don't you think?
Of course. Your poem at the beginning about how God is with us in the mountaintops and he's with us in the valleys was so appropriate. And God works everything together for good, Romans 8:28. And I was thinking also of Colossians 1:17 this morning. For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is also head of the body, the church, and he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything. Phyllis Schlafly is a person who has put him first in everything. She is such a marvelous example for us of in the faith. And truth will prevail, and God does hold everything together. He could let go and it would all dissolve. I mean, he's holding it all together. But it's so inspiring for us to hear these courageous stories of people who haven't given up, and they stand up for what's true and what's right, and they know what's true and what's right. And I guess my prayer is that people would just wake up.
Yes, you said that yesterday, and I listened to you, and I thought, you're right, because William Federer, remember when he talked about how we're all kings, we're all looking around who's going to do it, and it's like, we have to do it.
I keep thinking about that You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown musical, and that there's that one line in it where I think it's Lucy says to him, you have to delve, Charlie Brown, you have to delve. It isn't easy. I love that he said that at the beginning. Phyllis has always told people from the beginning, it's not easy. You have to dig for the truth. You have to find the facts. And I also love the fact you don't get involved emotionally and start throwing stones, so to speak. You get the facts. You fight with the facts and the truth. And
it's funny that it struck me too, Susan, when she said that. It's not personal. It's
not
about
personal.
Truth. It's about
That's
facts.
Right. That's right.
And, you know, it's interesting, Susan, because I was reading the other day, and this is from the mouths of those who are involved in gay marriage, and how a gay couple said, we never promised in our vows to be faithful to one another, that we have a open marriage. They can go out with whoever they want, do whatever they want. And I'm reading this and I'm thinking to myself, this isn't a marriage. This is, I don't know what it's called, but it certainly isn't a marriage. And I realize it's not about redefining marriage. It's about dissolving marriage. And Susan, I would call that chaos. Your thoughts on that?
Chaos. That's right. Chaos leads to anarchy. And that goes back to what Bill Federer was saying the other day about anarchists, you know, coming. That's what happens when people lose their focus, when they turn away from God and truth. Then
God is not the author of confusion?
No, he's not. No, he is not.
So if he's not, we know who is? Well, you know, folks, you know, and there may be some saying, well, that's hate speech and that's homophobic. We're just taking their words and taking it to its logical conclusion. We are commanded to think, folks, and not be reactionaries. As Phyllis said, it's about the facts. It's about truth. Once you work through the emotion, the famous Rush Limbaugh says, words have meaning, and take it to its logical conclusion. Really, I've been really challenged to really listen and see and study history and see where have these ideas taken past civilizations, and to ask, why would we be different?
It's important not to be passive. People have a tendency to stick their head in the sand, and
yes,
especially when such ridiculous things happen, it's almost like, well, you just throw your hands up in despair, stick your head in the sand and give up. You can't give up. You can't stick your head in the sand. You can't ignore this. They're not going to ignore it. They are relentless.
Yes.
Is it worth standing up for the truth? Is it worth it?
I guess, Susan, we have to answer that question in light of eternity.
Each person has to answer that question.
Yes.
That's right.
We live with our decisions, not just for now,
but one of us individually has to answer it. Each church has to answer it. There is a standard. There is there is a standard and there is truth. So
we, I guess, Susan, we would encourage people to own their kingdom, to be a king and participate. And you know what the important thing too is, Susan, I've learned from talking to people who want to engage is to associate, because it is easy to get discouraged, but to stay in touch and to encourage one another in the work. And ultimately, I'm thinking, and I know, I believe you would agree, and if you would comment, that overall, this whole effort has to be bathed in prayer.
Absolutely. I wanted to get back to that. That's key. It's key to everything. Without it, we are powerless.
That's right.
But that is the key to everything. And, of course, we're always praying for revival and for the Lord to move. So prayer is vital. It's important to find people you trust with whom you can pray, and don't be afraid to share truth with others in your circle.
Well, I would agree with that. And once again, we forgive us if we're shamelessly plugging, but we are. We believe we're strong supporters of the Eagle Forum, and we really encourage you to reach out to ed@eagleforum.org. or call 610-793-1800 to find out more about their event on August 20th with their guest, Colonel Ellen West. These types of events are worth going to and supporting. And Ed pointed out that the money for these events there's not a lot of overhead, Susan, is what I basically heard him say.
Exactly.
That the money is funneled back as much as possible.
I think you can tell just from his voice and what he had to say that these are people who are working because they believe in something with all of their hearts.
Working for liberty.
Indeed. Indeed they are.
So we hope to see you there, folks. And please look into that. And if at all possible with your schedules, please plan to be there.
We thank you once again for listening this morning to It's a New Day here on 1180 WFYL, where we are working for your liberty. In the next hour, we will be visiting with Penn Christian Academy and Tara Ferrier and Krista Barker, head of admissions there. So we look forward to speaking with them and hope you'll join us after the news.
My heart, I know that this good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made.
Welcome back, everyone, to It's a New Day here at 1180 WFYL, working for your liberty. We are so pleased to have you with us this morning. I'm Susan Locke, joined by Kim Kennedy. And this morning we have some very special guests with us in the studio from Penn Christian Academy. We love to shine the spotlight on the Christian schools in our area, and Tara and her staff are doing a marvelous job. Kim, I'll let you do a little bit more introduction of them.
Okay. All right. We are pleased to have our friend, Tara Ferrier. She's the senior administrator at Penn Christian Academy, and Krista Barber, who is director of admissions. Just briefly, Tara's been a part of PCA staff. She's going into her 16th year there. Hard to believe. She looks like she's about 30 years old. And she is her third year as head of school. Tara and her husband have been married 27 years, and all three of their children attended PCA. Krista is entering her third year at Penn Christian Academy. She's also an alumni, and both her husband and mother also serve the Lord at Penn Christian. So glad to have you both here. Thank you.
Good morning.
Okay, Tara, let's start. We'd like to know how long Penn Christian has been in existence, and why did it come into existence?
Oh, Kim, that's a great question. That's part of the reason why we have a strong mission and calling from the Lord. We're going into our 49th year serving students in Christian education. And so we're looking forward to celebrating our 50th year going into our 2016-2017 school year. And we've already begun making some plans and arrangements to celebrate that milestone. Christian education is really the foundation of education in America. And Susan, I don't know if you're familiar with this. I know the radio station is very steeped in patriotism and history. The beginning of our public school education actually began because settlers in America wanted to educate their children on God's word.
Exactly.
So reading was taught initially so that children can learn to read God's word. When I found that out, I was just thrilled that God has called us to the high calling of Christian education, which means incorporating God into everything and viewing our education from a biblical worldview. Penn Christian was started actually as a nursery school, and it started to grow as the Lord led and provided the ability to go all the way up to eighth grade. We had our land deeded to Penn Christian as an act of God. There's a wonderful story how a few of the members were actually walking around the grounds of Penn Christian Academy, and one of them fell to her knees and declared that ground to be use of the Lord for Christian ed. Yeah. And we have a very strong history. I believe it's over 170 years of the gospel of Jesus Christ going out from the grounds of Penn Christian. Even when it was used as a public school, there was a portion of the building and the grounds always dedicated to allowing churches to use the space or Sunday schools to go forward so that Christian education and the gospel of Jesus Christ would go forward from the grounds. So we have truly, truly been blessed by the Lord to have Penn Christian Academy in existence for almost 50 years.
It's a wonderful legacy.
Yes, it certainly is. And I was wondering, Tara and Krista, has Penn Christian always been at the same location on Germantown Avenue? Once again, what was the address number?
We're located at 50 West Germantown Pike in East Norton, okay. And we have been there since 1980. Prior to that, we were on the grounds of Macedonia Church. Trying to think of what street that is.
Hillcrest.
Yeah. Very good, Krista. Yes, Hillcrest. And that is where Penn Christian began as a nursery school. And then we acquired the grounds in 1980. We've been in our current building.
That's great. That's a wonderful location, conveniently located. I'm wondering, do you guys offer extracurricular activities? Is what besides the regular educational curriculum, what else do kids have to take advantage of?
I'll let Krista offer some guidance on this one. She is awesome at our admissions procedure. So, Krista, can you share about all that we offer?
Sure, yeah. Our extracurriculars are one of those things that we're super excited about because we love being able to offer those extra things for kids, not just the middle schoolers, you know, as many schools have, but, you know, in preschool and through elementary as well. In preschool, we've got some soccer and basketball opportunities to get those kids, you know, learning their skills early on with that. And then through elementary school and middle school, so many clubs, academic and otherwise. We've got science clubs, math club. A big club for us is robotics. Our robotics club has been around for a few years, and actually we've been so proud of them because they've done so well at regional competitions that they've even gone to the state tournaments as well and placed there. So that's very exciting. We also have a number of extracurriculars for kids who are involved in ministry at their churches and are interested in doing that school. We have student-led praise and worship for chapel, and that's one of our clubs as well. And those kids, it's so neat to see them, you know, as young students getting that experience, leading worship for their peers. And we also have opportunities for kids who are involved in drama. There's drama club and student government in the middle school yearbook. So it's one of those things we're really, really excited about, to be able to offer those opportunities to kids where it's a safe environment and they can thrive with their peers and the mentoring Christian leaders. And we also have openings there where we can tie in homeschoolers who are interested as well.
That's
not just
exciting.
Our enrolled students.
What years are covered in your curriculum? How you go from kindergarten through?
Oh, we go 3-year-olds all the way through grade.
3-year-olds through eighth grade.
Yeah.
That's
and I just wanted to highlight the homeschoolers have been a recent addition this past year that we were able to open up our clubs and especially our sports programs. Sometimes if you're homeschooling, you want your child to participate in some of these athletics and clubs, and we provide that. So please contact us if you are a homeschooler or know of a family that would like your homeschooler to be involved in our athletics or our clubs.
Tara, is there still time this year for people to apply?
Yes, we have open enrollment, which means that as long as there is a spot in that class, we are able to admit your student. And the Lord has blessed us even throughout our school year. We are able to add to our numbers as people feel led and called to come to Penn Christian.
Do you invite people to come and observe first so that they...
Yes.
No.
Throughout the year, we have three official open houses. We also are able to allow the students to come for a visit day, or the parent can come in certainly while we have classes and observe.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. I'm just wondering, Tara and Krista, if you could address the difference between what a church-run school is and this is a parent-run school. Is that correct? You have a board, Tara?
Yes. We are a parent-run school, which means that our school board is made up of current parents, and we also have prior parents also, and those in the community serving on our school board. We have a very active parent organization, and they help the school in many, many different ways. The difference between a church-run school and our school is that we are a standalone. We are not connected with any one faith as far as being a certain church that it's connected to. So we represent truly the body of Christ, and we are a Bible-believing school, and we have a statement of faith that we ask our parents from first grade to eighth grade to sign off on, that that is their beliefs also. And I believe it just helps the environment to be rich and diverse. Krista, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I absolutely think so. It's one of those neat things where we have more than 130 churches represented from among the parents and the children in our school. So it really is a very rich atmosphere. And having a parent-run school is neat because the children get to see if their parents are very involved on a daily basis, volunteering or coming to help with different things. And I think when the kids see that the parents are making that investment and that the parents believe strongly as well in their education, it helps them to value the experience even more. And it becomes a really nice family atmosphere where everybody knows everyone's name and people are comfortable working together and talking. It's pretty awesome, actually. Yeah.
Krista, you made a great point because the kids want to be there because they know it's important to their parents and it's important to them. But I have to think, when you said 130 schools, how far are you pulling from, Tara? Well, how far are people coming?
130 churches.
That's a lot.
Yes. We actually are servicing 10 different school districts. So our reach goes from Philadelphia to King of Prussia to...
Yeah, we even have a couple from Souderton.
Souderton, yes. Mm-hmm. 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 So there's 10 different school districts that bus to Penn Christian Academy.
Yeah, we're very blessed in that.
That's terrific. We'll have to carry this over into the next segment, Susan. We're getting a little short on time. Tara, once again, can you share with our listeners how they can contact you?
Yes, you can go to our website, penchristian.org. You will find all the information you need there. You can fill out an enrollment form. You can see all that we offer there. And you can even set up a schedule to take a tour and find out in person just how awesome our school is.
And that is her impartial opinion. But we agree.
We're enjoying this conversation with Tara Ferrier, the senior administrator of Penn Christian Academy, and Krista Barker, head of admissions, and they will join us again after the break. We're so glad you're listening to us here at 1180 WFYL.
Lift my voice to sing a song of praise on this good day. I will walk to Woodman's Cove, fishing boats are leaving, seagulls follow just above the water. I will wait until the sunset.
Here's Minute with the Master, brought to you by Bella Victor.
Today's question is, do you have to make mistakes to become wiser? With all the hype about learning from the school of hard knocks, we have venerated making mistakes over walking a mistake-free path. We are taught or made to believe that it is better to fall and get up than not fall at all. But is that really true? Do mistakes really make us wiser? Mistakes can be dangerous. It can cost our life, our reputation, our health, and can be an entry point for Satan. So what is the way out? The scripture says in 2 Timothy 3, all scripture is inspired by God and is profitable for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. So my dear friend, invest your time in God's word to make you wiser. You can avoid a whole lot of mistakes and problems by learning from his word.
This is A Liberating Truth, brought to you by Bella Victor. For more information, contact Bella and MinuteWithTheMaster.com.
From the Pennsylvania Family Institute, I'm Michael Gear with today's Family Update. America is having its eyes open to the evil of abortion thanks to the undercover investigation of Planned Parenthood and the gruesome things it does in exchange for money. But even so, there are still people and politicians willing to defend this dastardly organization, which is responsible for the deaths of millions upon millions of unborn children, and, as we have been finding out, the sale of their body parts for apparent profit. Please join us in praying that these recent revelations will truly awaken the hard-hearted among us to the truths of abortion and the value of every human life created in the image of God, and help support ministries that fight for the sanctity of life, whether here at Pennsylvania Family Institute or at your local pregnancy care center.
The Pennsylvania Family Institute. Protect the family. Preserve the future. We depend on your prayers and financial support. To donate, log on to pafamily.org or call us at 1-800-FAMILY-1.
If this were day, it is a gift from you.
Welcome back, everyone, to It's a New Day here on 1180 WFYL, working for your liberty. We're here in the studio. I'm Susan Locke, Kim Kennedy, and we're meeting with Tara Ferrier, who's the senior administrator at Penn Christian Academy in East Norriton, and Krista Barber is head of admissions there. And they've been sharing with us some of the wonderful things that this school is doing. It's a school for 3-year-olds through 8th grade and has a wonderful history. They're coming up on their 50th year next year. So, Tara, can you talk about that a little bit more?
Yes, it's very exciting just to see the hand of God upon our school and his sustaining ability with holding us firm as 50 years. So we're in the beginning stages, but just to let the community know that we are going to be celebrating in the fall of 2016 in a big way, as this is a huge milestone. We definitely want to connect to the community through community businesses and partnerships, so that we can really highlight the East Norriton community as a whole. And more information will be forthcoming, but we already are in the beginning planning stages of that. Along with that, we know that the Lord has been blessing us, as this past February, we were able to have a burn your mortgage party, as it were. And we held this at the Elmwood Zoo.
Oh, that's
and
wonderful.
We had about 80 people, Krista,
yeah,
was it about
yeah.
80 people in attendance? And it was just such a joyous time. It was probably my favorite night of the whole year. The Lord allowed us to satisfy our mortgage and be debt-free in that regard. And we really took advantage of celebrating his faithfulness. We were able to contact older board members that were actually a part of obtaining the first mortgage. So for them to be in attendance was a pure joy. And we also had one of them be our keynote speaker. And he shared his thoughts about coming on board. His name was Larry Stout, and he was sharing how the Lord led him to PCA and just the miraculous ability to obtain a mortgage in the first place. So for him to see it come to fruition was such a blessing. And we also, we literally did burn some papers in symbolic form, and we each burner shared with a Bible scripture verse before that took place. So the whole event was bathed in the Lord and giving him glory for everything that he did. At that time, we also honored one of our teachers has been teaching at Penn Christian Academy for 40 years.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It was wonderful, yes. And she's still teaching there, Miss Linda Kuntz, and she has been teaching preschool for that long. Mm-hmm. And it's truly her life calling, and we are so thrilled to have her and her legacy at our school. And she's still getting requests and still impacting
Absolutely.
The lives of children. And it was just so neat to see everyone rally around her and all the years that she has poured into our school. So it was a great opportunity to offer a tribute to her on that special night of our burning the mortgage in February.
That's wonderful. And Krista, I'm sure you were there.
Yeah, we were there. It was a really neat gathering, because as Tara said, we had a number of the former board members there, former parents, there were alumni. It was a neat gathering and sharing of the ministry of Penn Christian Academy over the years. And the other thing, which I actually learned that night, which I didn't know before, that Larry Stout shared, was how he actually was in the founding phase of Penn Christian Academy, and his family actually moved on to missions, starting other Christian schools in other areas of the globe as a result of the experience he gained at Penn Christian Academy.
Oh, that's interesting.
And I had never heard that before, and that was awesome, just to see the global reach of the school. You know, that's one of the things we focus on with our students now, is having a global focus, learning about other countries, connecting with missionaries across the world. And so to hear, you know, that Penn Christian Academy has had that kind of an impact was very exciting.
Do you have missionaries come in and speak to the children?
Yeah, we do. The children have a chapel service every Friday. So oftentimes it'll be a mission presentation. Also, with, you know, the blessings of technology, we have different classes. They're able to Skype or use Google Hangouts to speak to actually missionaries on the field.
Oh, that's
the back and forth.
Yeah.
It's a precious experience to watch. It means a lot to the kids, and we hope it means a lot to the missionaries as well.
I'm sure it does.
And Susan, sorry, Kim. That just led me to tie into with our International Month that we have. In the month of February, our preschool celebrates International Month, and in the month of March, first through eighth grade celebrates that. And each classroom studies a certain country. They learn about the culture, the climate, everything about the country. They decorate their classroom. Their written projects are based on that research for that country. And everything is based in the knowledge of that country. Then it culminates to a celebration of our International Night, which is a wonderful extravaganza of the arts coming together on stage. Miss Pano, our music director, does a phenomenal job in teaching children songs or dances from each country. And the decorations, the costumes, it's just a sight for the eye to see and the ear to
behold. It's really
amazing.
Yeah. You know, all the kids on the stage, full costume from their country, many kinds of dances. Even we had some drama presentations this year with, you know, related to the countries they studied. It's one of those things where it packs out our gymnasium, standing room only.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have this, Krista, real neat.
Do you have this on your website? Can listeners go and see pictures and hear?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. On our website, pennchristian.org, there are lots of pictures you can see, different events. We're also pretty active on Facebook. We have our own Facebook page. And as you scroll through the different events, it's neat because you can see the kids. There's videos, there are pictures, and you can see them really interacting in different events. You have to scroll down a little bit to get international at this point because February and March are those months. But they're all there. You can look at the videos. It's amazing and very touching, and that's one of the things that alumni always mention to us as well as they come back and visit, what an impact the International Month studies, you know, had on their perspective about missions in the world and learning about other nations and things like that. It's pretty awesome.
And most recently, we've had some students in high school go on the mission field, take mission trips, and some of them attest that to the foundation that they received at Penn Christian, just with that focus on missions and taking the gospel of Jesus into the world. And don't forget the fabulous food, Krista, right? The food is amazing on International Night as we get to sample different food from all of those countries.
The families tour the different classrooms, and each classroom has their own setup, so they'll get to see the children's projects and, yes, of course, sample the food. So it has become a popular part. It's true.
Sounds like a wonderful event.
It is.
I can't help but think, ladies, that, you know, if we can be so candid, Tara, we've talked about this, how we've had Christian schools folding in the last decade, and Penn Christian is flourishing. And I wonder if this global view to the, by global, I mean, with the missions mindset, contributes to your longevity.
I think so. I think continually giving God first place and giving him the glory and doing what he's called us to do, which is not only educate our children, but giving them a heart to serve and a heart to understand about missions and what his kingdom is truly about here on earth, I believe has been a cornerstone of Penn Christian, and we continue to leave that legacy.
Amen to that. Well said.
Now, you said that there is some financial aid available for children. Is that, we can talk about that some more
in the
next break. We only have a few seconds left, but we want to come back to that. And also, once again, how can people contact you? What is the most efficient way, the best way to get in touch with you?
I think in today's age, probably internet, penchristian.org is our website. And there's some real areas on real easy to use areas on there where they can click just to send a quick note over to us. We get it and reply right away, and we'll give you a call or an email, whatever your preference is.
Okay.
Can people stop in right now to visit?
Yes, well, we're here, but yes, our summer hours are Monday through Thursday, 9 to 2, so pretty soon we'll be back over there. And yeah, you can drop by for a tour and look. We could schedule that in advance as well, but we're there.
Wonderful. We'll find out some more after this break. The bottom of the hour, thank you for listening here on It's a New Day, 1180 WFYL.
So, thank you for coming to my town hall today and how wonderful Common Core is and how much money we got from the federal government for giving up control of education. Any questions?
So, Representative, we have adopted new National Common Core standards, but they are not higher than our existing standards, and they were never really tested.
Well, yes.
And now we have to retrain all our teachers again and make them teach from a script so they can teach to national tests?
Well, yes.
And buy lots of new computers and equipment and copyrighted lessons from the same people who are promoting Common Core?
Well, yes.
And we're going to share all our private, family, medical, disciplinary, and test results with people nationwide. Why are you supporting it?
Call your representatives now and ask them to stop Common Core and restore local control. Pennsylvanians Against Common Core brought you this message. Go to nopacommoncore.com or call 484-678-2236.
This good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning.
Welcome back to It's a New Day here on 1180 WFYL. I'm Susan Locke. Kim Kennedy is with me here, and our guests right now are Tara Ferrier and Krista Barker of Penn Christian Academy. We've been having a wonderful conversation with them. And right on the heels of that Common Core PSA, I'd like to ask how Common Core factors into Penn Christian Academy.
Yeah, thanks for asking that. That's definitely one of the topics everybody is thinking about. Well, of course, our school purchases and is constantly reviewing the curriculum that's available out there for students. And while we are always, always trying to make sure we have the most excellent curriculum, we are not held to the Common Core standards. We do standardized testing for our students every year. They do the Terra Novas. We're always excited about the results of that. And people can get more details of that on our website, some specifics. But so we are always making sure that we are teaching our students and they're performing at the top levels with the curriculum that we purchase. But every year we go through a curriculum review cycle where there are a few of our subjects each year that get evaluated, where we look at the textbooks, we look at what's available in the marketplace, all the big publishers, and our teachers and education committee work and look through those things. So we are constantly trying to select the academic materials that we believe are the best for our students, and we are not tied to the Common Core standards. Now, they are in many of the books that we purchase, but one of the neatest things I love about how our teachers work is each of our classes, each of the subjects, is biblically integrated. So while we're using those popular textbooks, every single subject has elements of a Christian worldview worked in on a daily basis. So we're trying to give the students a real, genuine experience of what it means to live a Christian life, not just on Sundays, but how it's integrated through everything. We really believe that the best education you can give your child is one where the Creator is not removed, but where God and a Christian perspective on life is really integrated into everything. So we always make sure we have the best academic materials out there, and our teachers even broaden beyond those things.
That's great. We would remind our listeners that, excuse me, Krista is an alumnus of the school.
That's true.
So I think that's the best testimony of all, just watching her and listening to her speak about it. Speaks very well for the school.
I can't help think, Tara and Krista, what you're describing is a worldview that gives children so much of what they need, the security. It's not pragmatic. It doesn't change. It's not. It's based on the absolutes of the Ten Commandments, that foundation. And children know that there are rights and wrongs, and they don't change. And that they're not negatives, as they've been so painted, especially in the last 50 years. What I heard in your answer was that you showed the positives of it, and it's really a life that's lived for God, for others, and you. And what's that old song go, Tara? Do you remember that one?
No, I don't. But
Jesus, others, and
joy,
you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And right. Can you tell us about what some of your students have turned out to be as a result of?
Oh, that's neat. We were just talking about this yesterday. I was giving a tour to a woman. She has two preschoolers, and she was telling me one of them is going to be a doctor and one of them is going to be a lawyer. And it was neat. And I actually was introducing her to our office manager, Mrs. Smallridge. She was sitting right there as we were talking about it. And Mrs. Smallridge's son is an alum of Penn Christian Academy. And he right now is in veterinary school, but he's got a PhD. He's had published articles. His degree is in immunology. And it's really neat because we see so many of those examples where our alumni are going on, taking what they've learned at Penn Christian and really going on to impact the world. And it's awesome as we meet so many different families and alumni come back to visit at the events, and we hear story after story where they really have taken the foundation from Penn Christian Academy and are looking to really impact the world for Christ.
That's wonderful.
And also one of our alumni just received her nurse practitioner's certification and is practicing in the East Norton area, and her own child comes to PCA now. So it's just neat to see alumni bring their children to PCA wanting that same awesome education that is Christ-centered, giving them that biblical worldview, but also offering high academics. And I think you can notice that in our students as we teach to the whole child. Kim, as you were saying, that we put the absolutes of God's truth in their hearts, but we ask them to live it out in a positive manner. So it isn't just a punitive system of rules to follow, but true, a real character-building opportunity, even when there's disagreements on the playground, even when there's issues to deal with disciplinary-wise. We always bring it back to the Lord, how He would want us to respond, and really try to work and change a child's heart so that they're choosing to do the right thing for the right reasons, and giving them that intrinsic value so that they can choose on their own to follow the Lord. And we see the fruit of it daily during the school year. We see those choices being made. We see children's characters being formed. And we just see that preciousness of a life touched by God. And you can feel it in our halls. I always like to say we have that PCA experience. It's that family-like atmosphere. But it goes even deeper beyond that. We do state that we build skills to last a lifetime, but character for eternity. And I really think that that comes out, again, biblically interweaving all of our curriculum and our discipline and everything we do. You definitely can feel the spirit. We've had non-believers walk through the whole halls of PCA and say, we feel something different here. Something's different here. So it's exciting to see that it's tangible.
That's wonderful. If any of our listeners have questions for Tara or Krista, you can call us at 610-539-TALK. That's 8255. 610-539-8255 talk and address those questions to them. What you've been describing, it certainly connects you with the community. You have alumni coming back and working in the community. Are there other ways that PCA has been able to connect with the community?
Yes. Each year we have begun our annual 5K walk run for Christ, and it is held at the Norristown Farm Park. And we're so excited because we've extended this to the community, and we've had different people come and join us to stand up for Christ. You can walk or run. It is an exciting time just to join as the body of believers, just to get out, get some exercise. And we also have biblical vignettes along the way depicting Jesus's life, death, and resurrection. So it's also a spiritual journey that one can take while walking or running. And
they're made by students, too, so
yes,
that's the neatest thing.
Yes, yeah. And each class is designed one or two of them. So, yes, all the work is done by students, and it's a wonderful time. We've had some corporate sponsors join us in that, and it really is a good connection to the community. Krista, is there anything else you want to add about that?
Well, it reminds me also, as we're talking about community projects, each of our classes, in addition to interacting with the ministry, has a community service project that they work towards. And there are some bigger ones as well. For example, our whole elementary school partners with St. John's Soup Kitchen, where throughout each month our students decorate goodie bags. You know, they put their own messages on there about Jesus and loving loving the different people, and the students actually bring in donations as well of goodies to fill those snack bags, and we deliver at least 100 every month to be given out.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, a few other things. Our seventh graders joined me in a breakfast outreach, so they actually came and served there at our breakfast outreach, and I think it was a really life-changing experience for them, as they told me afterwards. They have never done that before, and it was exciting. And also as a school, the middle school as a whole, we helped cleaned up Elmwood Park for Martin Luther King Service Day last year. And so that was a lot of fun, just to, again, connect with the community, but teaching our children to go out and serve.
This sounds like such a positive, happy experience for the children.
It's neat because, you know, what I've seen coming here, this is my third year working at Penn Christian Academy as a professional, and it's been neat for me to see coming back how excited the kids are to be there. They're just smiles in the hallway, excited to be coming to school. And it's a wonderful testimony to the work of the teachers, the setup of the academy and everything, but also God's work in their hearts, of course. You know, it's a place where kids love to come to school. They love their teachers. And this Christian education thing is becoming real to them. Mm-hmm. And that's very wonderful to see.
And I just, Susan, I want to echo what you just said. I'm listening to Tara and Krista talk. They're describing not just theory Christianity, but practical, hands-on. This is how you do it,
it's
kids.
True.
And if that won't give them a heart for the Lord and open it to His possible call upon their life, I don't know what will. So I appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you so much. It truly is rewarding, especially when you see the fruit of it. As we recently had an alumni in high school is interested in photography, wants to give back, wants to do some photography work for PCA,
mm-hmm.
Just because. And we have another alumni. She comes back with her mom in the summertime and leads gym class, physical fitness.
Yeah, for our summer camp kids.
For our summer camp kids. Yep. And they do that just because.
So you have summer camp, too,
yes,
for the
do.
Children.
Yes, we do.
For preschool.
Has that already happened?
Yeah, we have one class worth. There are a couple of openings still, but yeah, actually our 40-year teacher, Ms. Linda Kuntz, is the leader of that, and it's precious. Each week has a different theme, and the children do activities related to that, but specifically the physical fitness, is led by, there have been an alumni mother and a couple of alumni girls who have come, and they lead those kids through the aerobics. It's precious, and it's neat to see that the alumni are so comfortable coming back as well.
What are the dates of your summer camp?
It's Monday through Friday throughout the summer for the kids. Yeah,
oh, that's marvelous. Well, once again, we're coming up to another break, so we thank you for listening and hope you'll join us after this break here on 1180 WFYL.
The world is turning. Lift my voice to sing a song of praise.
Once all the experts, political pundits, and philosophers declare their best advice for life, confusion and disagreement will still remain. On the other hand, King Solomon, the wisest man, shared advice that, if heeded, would provide direction and certainty. It would change the world. Hello, I'm Sam Rohrer, president of the American Pastors Network. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, Solomon said, "Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the entire duty of man, because God will bring every action into divine review with every secret thing, and He will determine whether it was good or evil." That's right. Every deed, every action, and every thought, public or private, is being recorded by God Almighty, the great judge of all mankind. Everything, nothing hidden, nothing covered, nothing secret. How much do you fear God and keep His commands? I'm Sam Rohr of the American Pastors Network asking you, whose advice are you heeding? Some human expert or God who will judge even the experts?
Sign up as a partner at papastors.net.
Hi, this is Carla Dedessi, author of the Julia Learns book series and host of Your Family Matters here at 1180 WFYL. Let's make 2015 the year that we read quality books to our children, the future leaders of this country. Please start with my book series, Julia Learns How to Vote Wisely and Julia Learns How to Marry Wisely. Julia Learns How to Vote Wisely is instructing our children to vote with conservative values and the importance of planting those seeds deeply into our children's hearts at an early age. Julia Learns How to Marry Wisely is planting seeds deeply for truth and nobility and righteousness that we see in traditional marriage. They are the only books that are sharing this message with our children, the future leaders of the United States of America. And please keep a lookout for a third book that will be launched this April 2015, Julia Learns How to Protect Life Wisely. Remember, today's readers are tomorrow's future leaders.
The Julia Learns series can be purchased as ebooks, printed books, and on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other Christian retailers.
driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Ronald Reagan once said, "Politics is not a bad profession. If you succeed, there are many rewards. If you disgrace yourself, you can always write a book."
It is a gift from you.
Welcome back, everyone, to It's a New Day here on 1180 WFYL, Working for Your Liberty, where we have been enjoying a wonderful conversation with Tara Ferrier and Krista Barker of Penn Christian Academy in East Norriton. We love highlighting schools in the area, educational opportunities for the families, the parents, and the children in our listening area that are positive, and certainly that's the case with Penn Christian Academy. Mm-hmm. Now, is there financial aid possible for families?
Yeah, we do have tuition assistance available, and actually it's an application that families can do at our website. We use the system TADS that many private schools use, so it's all confidential, and the TADS system will actually then send us a message afterwards. So we don't see any of your financial information that you enter. They'll just send us a recommendation. But there is tuition assistance still available for families in grades K through 8. So you can apply for that at any moment.
Krista, can you share with the listeners how someone can go about enrolling, since we still
sure.
have some spots?
Yeah, as Tara mentioned earlier, we do have open enrollment, which means as long as there are seats in a class, we can take applications. And right now we do still have openings in every single one of our classes. So that's exciting as we come into, you know, August before the new school year. So most people right now do apply through our website, pennchristian.org. You can click on the admissions tab at the top, and they can do the whole application really online right there. It's a nice, easy form that you can do. If you prefer to print it out and write on it and send it in, that's fine. Or you can always call our office. Our number is 610-279-6628. You can always call, and we can invite you in for a tour or mail you out a packet, send you an application if you're more of a paper and pencil kind of person.
Yeah. And Krista and Tara, we were talking about how it isn't just limited to Montgomery County, that the busing obviously doesn't exist only within a certain amount of miles. But Tara was sharing with us a family who's been driving out from the Philadelphia airport area for 11 years.
Yes, I believe this is their 12th year. And that is just one family. We have many families that have come with, you know, beyond the 10-mile radius of the school buses. And they have just made that commitment to give their children the PCA experience. And they are thrilled about it. They even go beyond and have served on our board and have volunteered. So even the distance has not stopped them from truly providing a great education for their children and sowing into our community with their own service.
That's great. That's encouraging, because so much in the education world today is negative. You turn on the news and you hear of another teacher having an improper relationship mm-hmm. with a student. And it's like, at this point, I find myself wondering, for everyone that's reported, which ones go unreported. Certainly, you know, we understand things happen, but I would like to think that at Penn Christian Academy, that is not a part of the experience.
No, not at all. Our teachers are top-notch. They're all degreed, some of them even pursuing master's degrees or other certifications to help what they provide for their students. We also offer the Wilson Reading Program, and that has also been a great benefit to our students to improve their reading level. Just our teachers are serving the Lord. They're truly committed. He is number one in their lives, and then serving the children, obviously, is second.
Yeah, it's neat, because as Tara mentioned, many of our teachers are pursuing advanced degrees or have advanced degrees already. And it's neat because they're able to have a real good mentoring relationship. We have small class sizes, so they're able to individualize a lot with the education, but also really become a part of each child's life, you know, getting involved with them in particular. And really, the teachers are able to act as wonderful Christian role models for the children as well. And I also thought this when Tara was mentioning our school. In addition to having these wonderful bodies, the wonderful body of teachers, I should say, is our school's dual accredited, both by public institution, Middle States, and the Association of Christian Schools International. So we're always making sure that we as a school are keeping to those top tiers of excellence as well.
That's important to know. Thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm. But Susan, what I hear described is the kind of love that you are talking about is the agape, selfless love for students.
Yeah.
Teachers giving selflessly and pouring themselves into their students. And look at the results.
Yeah. It's mission work for them, really.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
It truly is a mission field.
Will,
it sounds like a labor of love. And it's right here in our community at 50 West Germantown Pike in East Norriton. And once again, you can reach them at penchristian.org or on Facebook, right?
Very true. Yeah.
Tara, I'm wondering, and Krista, I would love to hear, you know, from your heart, what you would say to a parent, say, why go the extra steps to send your kids to Penn Christian as opposed to just letting them go along in a secular school?
Well, I can specifically speak to that as a parent, because being a parent is what actually first drove me to Penn Christian. I just felt a strong call from the Lord to have my children attend Penn Christian. My children have had the experience of both public school and Penn Christian Academy, so I do have that comparison. And I know for a fact that Penn Christian has helped me to lay in them the foundation that I want for them, which again is based on God's word and his truth. And I have just seen testimony after testimony, again, alumni coming back, parents coming back. I had a parent stop by out of the blue. Both of her children attended PCA. They were both in their 20s now. And she just stopped by to say thank you. I did not know this woman, and I did not teach either one of her children. But she was so thrilled. She said, I just want to let you know what a difference PCA has made in my children.
Isn't that encouraging?
Yes. And it's those types of stories that we hear time and again that just reinforce and put witness to what is truly going on at PCA. And so I would ask the parents to just seek this out and really try to provide this kind of education that we provide, you know, for their children.
You know, and it's one of those things, we strongly believe in the promise, train up your child in the way he or she should go. And that really does impact their lives. I can speak as an alum. My parents brought me to Penn Christian Academy when I was in second grade. I was coming out of a public school experience in Philadelphia where, you know, I remember there was a little boy in our class who brought a knife in his backpack and threatened the teacher. And it was experiences like that, you know, that sometimes start parents thinking of what's out there. And my parents brought me to Penn Christian Academy. And it's I can tell you as an alum, as a person, that has really changed the way that I think. The school motto is peaceful, loving, and kind. And when you grow up and you're trained in that mindset and with the biblical worldview built into everything, it really shapes your thought, where living as a Christian becomes something that's it's very well integrated into your life. It's not something where you separate it on a Sunday when you're at church or when you're doing a mission activity. It really shapes each child's life. In the way they think, in the way they act, just from having that foundational training as they're going through the educational grades.
It's wonderful and practical, and you're teaching them to be salt and light in this dark world. That's really wonderful, shining their light. It's wonderful. We are so glad that you could be with us today.
Thank you for having us.
It's been wonderful. You know, there are a lot of opportunity, a lot of different choices that people can make in this area for educating their children. This has been a wonderful hour of learning of a great choice they can make with Penn Christian Academy.
Thank you for sharing all this
information with us. We really appreciate it. We've been speaking with Tara Ferrier, who's the senior administrator at Penn Christian Academy, and Krista Barker, head of admissions there, and about the wonderful work they're doing with 3-year-olds through 8th graders at Penn Christian Academy. Thank you for joining us today on It's a New Day here at 1180 WFYL, working for your liberty. Have a wonderful day.
Lift my voice to sing a song of praise on this good day. I will walk to Woodlands Cove, fishing boats are leaving.
Help Kiwanis of East Norriton with their Color Kids World campaign. Kiwanis of East Norriton is proud to be partnering with the Montgomery County Norristown Public Library to provide school supplies for students in grades K through 6. From July 15th to August 15th, Kiwanis will be collecting school supplies at these locations: Curves of East Norton, 38 West Germantown Pike, WFYL, 2400 West Main Street on Jeffersonville Golf Course, Elmwood Park Zoo, 1661 Harding Boulevard, East Norton Township Building, 2501 Stanbridge Street, Norristown Library, 1001 Pell Street. Items especially needed are crayons, glue sticks, subject notebooks, washable markers, colored pencils, index cards, backpacks. Help us make a difference in kids' lives.